The National Broadcasting Company delays start of this program to bring you a special bulletin. 13 more disabled Americans captured in Korean fighting have been returned to freedom. So far, we only have 3 of those 13 names. Here they are. Army Captain Marin W. Green. He comes from Lawton, Oklahoma. Another captain, an Air Force captain, Captain Zach W. Bean of Douglas, Kansas. And the third name we have is BFC Robert E. White of Miami, Oklahoma. We will have more names later, the other 10 names, we hope, very shortly, so you'll be listening for them. In tonight's batch of prisoners returned, there were no litter cases. All the boys were able to walk into Panmunjom and get into trucks, then to go on to Freedom Village. So stay tuned to your NBC station for the later news.
It's Grand Ole Opry time, another big Prince Albert show starring George Morgan.
Rock away my troubles, rock away my care. Oh, I'll find peace and comfort in that easy rocking chair. I'll feel just as wealthy as a millionaire when I get back to Dixie in that easy rocking chair. Everyone's your neighbor, welcome on the mat. Just sitting doing nothing and not too much of that. Thumbing through the good book, thinking of a prayer. I'll rock my way to heaven in that easy rocking chair. Not ready. Rocking free and easy, time's passing by. Hand me that evening paper, till I swat this pesky fly. There I go a-dozing, guess it's in the air. I gotta do some dreaming in that easy rocking chair.
Thanks a lot, and a great big hearty to all my good friends and neighbors of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco's Grand Ole Opry.
Boy, it's a full house tonight, George, with folks from all over America out front to see and hear. Rod Brasfield, Minnie Pearl, Claude Sharp's Old Hickory Singers, String Bean, and the entire PA gang.
And tonight, Grant, at no increase in the admission price, we got a visitor here with us who's as popular as they come, Hank Thompson. Well, Hank will be out here picking and singing shortly, but like the rest of us, you just can't wait to hear what's been happening down in Grinder Switch the past 7 days. So here comes Prince Albert's favorite princess and our best gal, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
That's been going around, Chair. The rumor is that every time I come in this place down here at the Grand Ole Uproar, a handsome young feller meets me at the door, throws his arms around me, and kisses me. Well, I want to tell you, there ain't a word of truth to it, but I sure am grateful for the rumor. Just a proud hell thing. Well, I sure like it here with all these handsome fellers. I reckon we've got the handsomest fellas in the world right here with us. I declare, when a girl sees a lot of men in front of her, she kind of forgets about the years behind her. George Morgan.
Yes, Minnie.
Speaking of handsome fellers, are you ready to read me some of the questions from my column in the Grinder Switch Gazette?
Oh, I'm ready and willing, men. And here's the first one. It says, Dear Minnie, I'm 29 years old, and I have never had a date with a gal.
Well, I think.
That's because my mama always told me that a gal can make a fool out of a man in 10 minutes. Now, do you think this is true, and it's signed Bashful?
Dear Bash, what your mammy says is true. A girl can make a fool out of a feller in 10 minutes, but oh, them 10 minutes.
Oh.
Next question, George.
All right, men. Now, let's see. This one here says, Dear Minnie Pearl, I've been going with my gal friend for 32 years, and I want to buy her a birthday present. Do you think some bath salts would be nice? Now, this one's signed Crumpet.
Dear Crump, you're just wasting your time giving bath salts to a girl you've been going with for 32 years. She's too well seasoned already. Well, I thank you, George. Now for some news from Grinder Switch. I'm telling you, I sure do like Grinder Switch. You know, there's no place like Grinder Switch. It's the sort of a place where everybody knows whose check is good and whose husband ain't. I don't know if I told y'all that we've got a new nickname for brother. Around Grinder Switch, they got a new name for brother now. They're calling him Buttons. He's always popping off at the wrong time. Reminds me of old pig brother's got. He calls him Ink because he's always running out of the pen. Well, to those... talking about the animals brother's got down there and the files and so forth. Brother's been working on some experiments. He's crossed a chicken with a parrot. Yeah, and he's going to have him a chicken that don't crackle when it lays the egg. It'll say, hey, boy, come in. Look here, I just laid an egg. You remember that time he crossed an owl. He crossed an owl with a goat. He got a hoot nanny.
George, this sure is a beautiful time of the year, isn't it?
Oh, man, it really is, Grant. You know, this is kind of take-it-easy weather. I'm just going to get out in the air and light up my pipe and take it easy with P.A. That's mild and tasty all the way.
Now, pipe smokers feel that way about Prince Albert smoking tobacco all year round, friends, because, first of all, Prince Albert is easy on the tongue, being specially treated to ensure against tongue bite.
Well, P.A. is easy to draw, too, Grant. And you're going to like the way the choice crimp-cut tobacco packs neat and it smokes long and smooth.
And finally, Prince Albert is easy on the pocketbook. There's more PA now in the pocket tin.
So, fellas, take it easy and enjoy life with Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke. Well, all the way from Oklahoma City now comes a fella, and when I say that folks all over the country enjoy his recordings and his appearances, well, I just ain't talking to hear myself. I'm going to ask him to come out here now. Let's make him welcome Hank Thompson. Hank, come on out here. Howdy, Hank.
Hello, George. How you doing?
Fine. Hank, buddy, I know you've been busier than a bunny in a pea patch, so I'll tell you, why don't you just tell the folks what all you've been doing since we seen you last here, huh?
Well, in addition to our radio and television shows, we've been doing a lot of personal appearances all over the country. And, boy, let me tell you, it's certainly nice to wind up down here in Nashville, Tennessee tonight.
Oh, well, we're just glad you could find the time to give us a little song. Hank, by the way, what is the first Thompson special tonight?
Well, get all the Brazos Valley boys stretched out across the stage here. We'll try this tune of ours called No Help, Won't It?
Orleans, the prettiest little thing that you've ever seen. She's got a walk with a hippity hop, big at the little and bottom at the top.
Do you need any help?
No help, won't
you? You could use a little help.
No help, won't
you? If you need any help, just call on me.
Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
I'll handle this job all by myself. Well, I love that gal. She's a little bitty booger, cute as a button and sweet as sugar. I'm gonna buy her the diamond ring. We'll get married in the spring.
Do you need any help?
No help, won't
you? You could use a little help.
No help, won't
you? If you need any help, just call on me.
Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
I'll handle this job all by myself. Piggy Wiggy, and I call her my little thingamajiggy. Every time I ask her for a kiss, I hear a voice sound something like this.
Do you need any help?
No help on it.
You can use a little help.
No help on it.
If you need any help, just call on me.
Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
I'll handle this job all by myself. Now, I'm gonna take her honky-tonky tonight. We're gonna do everything upright when the music starts to swing and sway. We're gonna dance till the break of day.
Do you need any help?
No help, won't
you? You can use a little help.
No help, won't
you? If you need any help, just call on me.
Do you need help? Do you need any help?
I'll handle this job all by myself.
Thompson, I'm telling you, he's as easy to listen to as Prince Albert is to smoke. Well, that's Tommy Jackson fiddling up the storm with Phil Cheatham. Let's dance, and here's Lucille to follow. Cousin Eggie McEwen calls us all to a little sacred singing now. And the hymn we've picked out for y'all this evening is Open Thy Merciful Arms. One of thy children is coming home. Open thy merciful arms. One of thy children's too tired to roam. Open thy merciful arms. Send out a shepherd to open the gate. Jesus has called, and his sheep must not wait. Oh, what a joy to be traveling home. Open thy merciful arms. Be not fearful lest we be late. Jesus has called, and his sheep must not wait. Oh, what a joy to be traveling home. Open thy merciful Thanks, folks. Thanks a lot. Well, here comes a friend of ours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, George, I've been seeing quite a lot of young fellas rolling their own with Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Yes, and there's sure a good reason for that, too, Grantland. You see, the young fellas like speed, and so naturally they turn to quick-rolling PA and OCB papers.
All smokers, young and old, want real smoking enjoyment in a making cigarette. And that's what you get when the makings is choice Prince Albert.
Sure, because Prince Albert is crimp cut. The tobacco doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. PA is there to stay.
PA is economical, too, because there's more Prince Albert now in the pocket tin, as well as the wonderful bargain you'll find in the pound size.
So, fellas, roll your next making cigarette with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
So, roll your own with good TA and take a puff or two. You'll get that extra smoking joy Prince Albert brings
to you. Well, the old hickory singers know a whole lot of old timers. But one they kind of showboat on is that one called Floating Down the River, the old Hickory singers. All ready to go with Floating Down the River.
Choo-choo-choo, come on, Sue. Here comes that old side wheeler down the river. Choo-choo-choo, come on, Sue. A good time for me and you. Now the boat is stopping, see the gangplank dropping, hear the music popping, all the folks are hopping. Beautiful night time, this is the right time. Come with me, floating down the river, floating down the river in the evening by the bright moonlight. These are good times that are never forgotten when the shores are snowy, white with cotton, through the banjo strum, and we will all be humming, honey, let me take you by the hand.
I'm going home,
floating down the river, floating down the river, floating moonlight now in Dixieland.
Something, folks, for a guy his weight and height, this next fella, I guess, packs more laughs per pound than any funny man in America. So here he comes, right from the hills of Hohenwald, Rod Brasfield.
Well, thank you, man. Much obliged. I don't know what for, but thank you anyhow. Howdy, Mr. Morgan.
Hello, Rod.
I'm glad to see you, George.
Well, that's good.
I'm glad to see you. Hey, George.
Yes?
Do you know what the latest thing is in vacuum cleaners?
No, Rod. What is the latest thing in vacuum cleaners?
Dirt.
Oh.
Oh, that just kills me to get one like that off on you.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of vacuum cleaning around my gal Susie's house, George, just past week.
You have, huh?
Yep. I washed all the floors.
Yeah.
I washed the windows.
Yeah.
I washed the walls.
Well, what about Susie?
She washed herself. I did, friends. It's been a pretty day today. It's sort of hot tonight, though, ain't it?
Yeah. Been hot.
Hey, George.
Yes, Rodney.
I'm telling you the truth. Talking about my gal, Susie, that old house that they live in, her and her folks live in.
Yeah.
That old house is old. They had to paint it before they could condemn it.
Rod, I don't know what's going to happen to you, buddy. Look, what kind of furniture has Susie got in the house?
Oh, well, right now, George, she's just got one room full of furniture. It's just got one room.
One room.
Yeah, she got it by collecting soap coupons, you know.
Soap coupons.
Soap wrappers, yeah.
Yeah, well, isn't she going to furnish the other rooms?
No, she can't.
Well, why?
They're full of soap.
Now, listen, let's get serious. You know something? I was walking down the street the other day
on
Dedrick. And I saw
what
one
in the cat hair was you doing messing around down on Dedrick?
Well, I was just walking on the way to the radio station, and I saw one of them model homes.
Yeah, I seen one of them, too. I seen one of them model homes the other night, but she wouldn't let me come in.
Oh. No, Rod, you got
to go. She's pretty thing.
No, wait a minute.
Beautiful woman, I'll tell you.
Wait a minute, Rod, I'm speaking about something else. I'm speaking about modern homes that feature things hidden in the wall.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean now, George. Yeah, my Uncle Sipes got one of them.
He has?
Yeah, he's got one of them houses that things hidden in the walls.
Yeah?
Yeah, he set traps for them, you know. Sometimes he catches some of them, too. That Uncle Sipe has got the most beautiful home. It's full of beautiful antique furniture, you know.
Oh, I know. Oh, I've been over there.
It's antique.
Yeah, I've been over there and seen it.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, ain't it pretty?
Oh, it's great, Rod.
Oh, it's fine.
You know something? I sure do admire that antique furniture.
I just love it, I'm telling you. You take it.
No, well, wait a minute, though. I've always wondered, Rod,
Where in the world Aunt Sap got that huge old chest?
That huge old chest?
Yeah.
I don't know, George. They tell me her mommy was the same way, you know?
By the way, Rod, how's Uncle Sipe getting along?
Oh, I've got to tell you about Uncle Sipe, George.
Yeah, tell me about
it. Yeah, he come up here to Nashville today with me, and he's standing up here in front of the Clarkston Hotel.
He was.
Just like a human being, minding everybody's business but his, you know.
Yeah.
And there was a feller standing there who had a uniform on, you know, had gold braid. And,
all
and,
decorated.
And, yeah, all decorated up. Yeah. Uncle Sipe walked up to him and says, "Will you call me a cab boy?" And this fella got plumb insulted. He turned around and says, "Look, I'm not the doorman. I'm not the doorman. I'm a retired naval officer. I'm an admiral in the Navy." Uncle Sipe said, "Well, call me a battleship. I've just got to get home, buddy."
Oh, Rodney. Say, I tell you, you ain't mentioned Susie tonight. I've often wondered, Rod, where did you ever meet Susie?
Well, I'll tell you, George, I was working in a drugstore, see? I was a soldier jerk.
Yeah, you was a jerk.
Yeah, I was a... Soldier jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Working in the drugstore, and Susie and another gal come in there one day, and this other gal ordered a Coca-Cola, see?
Yeah.
And I fixed it and give it to her, you know?
Yeah.
Then I turned to Susie, and I says, "What do you have, ma'am?" She says, "Well, I'll take a double..."
What?
I says, "Look, lady, what will you have?" She says, "Give me a double..." So I fixed her a nut sundae.
Oh, you can't beat that Rod Brassfield, no matter how hard you try. Well, I'll tell you something. I think we waited just about long enough to hear another fine country song by Hank Thompson. Hank. They like you, buddy, so you just tell them what you're going to sing, here. Yeah?
Okay, George. We'd like to do a little nursery rhyme song that I wrote here quite some time back. This is from our latest recording called Rub-A-Dub-Dub. In the nursery rhyme, three little men got lost, and they couldn't agree like you and me, and upon the ways they caused. Well, I sang their tune, cause I got marooned with a love I can't forget. Now the three little men just took me in on an ocean of regret. With a rubbing up the three men in the tub, lost on the ocean blue, I roll like a hub thing, rub-a-dub-dub, cause you broke my heart in two. When I'd reach land again, the one I adored on the distant shore is now at the rainbow's end. To the three little guys I turned my eyes, "Don't you tell your names to me." Well, one said fate, one said hate, and the other said jealousy. With a rubbing up the three men in the tub, lost on the ocean blue, I roll like a hub thing, rub-a-dub-dub, cause you broke my heart in two.
Mr. Hyvins is to the fiddle. That's what our man String Bean is to the five-string banjo. Here he goes now, no holds barred, on John Henry.
John Henry was a little boy, sit on his papa's knee. Thought he picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel. Said, "Hammer be the death of me. Will hammer be the death of me." John Henry went to the mountain with Captain by his side. How the man was so tall, John Henry was so small. Lord, he lay down his hammer and he cried. We lay down his hammer and he cried.
Hey!
Fellas, why don't you all light yourselves up a pipe full of that mild and tasty Prince Albert while I sort of sing a ballad here for the gal. Here's one that happens to be one of my favorites. It's called I'll Go On Alone. We're traveling down two different roads in worlds so far apart. You want me, yet there's something else before me in your heart. You're wanting me to change my life the way you're living yours. But I can't change, I see no way you wanted me before. If you don't want me like I am, then please don't pity me. If you can't change a little bit, then why not set me free? If we can't live together, then it's best we live apart. You go your way and I'll go mine. We'll both make brand new stars. Nothing we can say or do, it seems we'll get along. With you believing like you do, you say I live so wrong. But I can't change my way of life, I've lived it much too long. You'll either take me like I am, or I'll go on alone. Kind of late, folks, so I guess we'd best be meandering. We'll come calling for you in the buckboard a week from tonight, at which time we're going to bring along a bunch of the prettiest gals you ever saw or heard, the Carter sisters. Till then, this is George Morgan saying thanks for everything. I'll be seeing you next Saturday night at Prince Albert's Grand Ole Opry.
Ask any man behind a tobacco counter and see if he doesn't tell you.
There's sure a big swing to king-size Cavalier cigarettes. Seems like every day more folks are asking for Cavaliers.
Yes, smokers certainly do go for Cavalier's great mildness. You know, thousands of smokers from coast to coast compared king-size Cavaliers with the brands they had been smoking. And 8 out of 10 interviewed said Cavaliers are milder. Cavaliers were compared with all the other leading brands. Perhaps the brand you now smoke.
For instance, 89% of a group of airline pilots interviewed in New York City said Cavaliers are milder. As Captain Bill Miller of TWA, Transworld Airlines, said, Cavaliers are milder than the cigarette I've been smoking. And I go for their flavor, too.
And listen, you pay no premium for Cavaliers Extra Length. Cavaliers, the king-size cigarette made by the makers of Camels, are priced no higher than leading regular-size brands. Remember, all the know-how gained in producing Camels stands behind Cavalier. Get a carton now.
Prince Albert's Grand Ole Opry came to you from WSM in Nashville, Tennessee. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.